New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu signs bill banning late-term abortion, teaching inherent racism. By Dr. Susan Barry on June 26, 2021. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, R., signed a budget bill Friday, which includes bans on abortions after 24 weeks and teaching that individuals are inherently racist due to their skin color. Sununu signed a $13.5 billion biennium budget bill and a trailer bill, HB1 and HB2. Historic tax cuts, property tax relief, and paid family medical leave delivered all in one sweeping action is a win for every citizen and family in this state. The governor said in a simple statement that did not mention the non-financial issues which have been the subject of much debate. The new law contains the Fetal Life Protection Act, which bans abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy and serves as New Hampshire's first ban on late-term abortion. The Pro-Life and Pro-Family Cornerstone Action explained the significance of the 24-week ban. At a time when other states are legalizing abortion up to birth, the Granite State has boldly gone in the opposite direction and rejected its long-standing commitment to pro-abortion absolutism. In fact, New Hampshire has just become the first state in the country to go from allowing abortion up to birth to passing a late-term abortion ban. This is, from my history in this state, unprecedented. That in the live free or die state, we would see an extreme legislative position to try and control women's bodies, to get between women and their health care provider. U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen, DNH, who backs abortion rights at any time during pregnancy, said in a statement. Planned Parenthood New England also referred in a statement to the 24-week abortion ban as extreme, adding that Sununu signed the most regressive anti-reproductive health care budget in New Hampshire history, ignoring public opinion and opposition from more than 200 of the state's leading medical experts. House Democrat leader Reni Cushing expressed disappointment in the legislation, stating it is forcing right-wing ideology on the people of New Hampshire, reported in Depth. State House Majority Leader Jason Osborne, R., focused on tax cuts, the school voucher plan, and the ban on teaching the tenets associated with critical race theory. This transformational budget delivered a $170 million total cut from every tax on the books while still funding our state's needs, he said in a statement. We empowered families to find the best fit for their child's educational needs, passed some needed reform to the governor's emergency powers, and put an end to teaching the unfounded idea that an individual is inherently racist simply due to the color of their skin, Osborne added. We delivered a $100 million statewide property tax cut, giving our residents direct relief.